Critical angle. When light travels from an optically denser medium to an optically less dense medium, it is refracted. The animation below shows what happens when the angle of incidence is varied. Play the animation by increasing the angle of incidence until the angle of refraction is 90 degrees. Observation. When the angle of incidence was increased to 42 degrees, the ray was refracted with an angle of refraction which is equals to 90 degrees. If we apply the Snell's law, when the ray moves from glass to air equals to sine C divided by sine 90 degrees is equal to sine C divided by 1. This is also equivalent to sine C. From the principle of reversibility of light, the refractive index when the ray moves from air to glass is equal to sine 90 degrees divided by sine C. This is also equivalent to 1 divided by sine C. From equations 1 and 2, we have the refractive index when the rays move from glass to air equal to 1 divided by the refractive index when the rays move from air to glass, where A, eta, G refer to refractive index of glass where the ray travels from air to glass, and G, eta, A is the refractive index of the glass when the ray travels from glass to air. In conclusion, the angle of incidence, I, when the angle of refraction is 90 degrees, is called the critical angle.